Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about rent heavy equipment after carefully deliberating the pros and cons. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then go to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. It is pretty obvious that you do not want to keep your construction equipment lying idle, and you want to make some use of it. In this case, you are running out of projects and do not have much work to put all your machines to some good use. You might consider renting them. Again, at your own risk, because this is a contractor that owns his own machines. But by just renting the machines, can't ensure that you do not have to worry about it any longer. No wonder that you can start getting rental money on each and every month, but there is something that you are losing in this bargain. Well, you can definitely not losing your equipment, but in you have it on hand over the wrong chap or something like that, then you will without doubt get scrapped in the return at the end of the rental terms. Basically what that's saying, if you put it in the wrong hands of to a rental customer that doesn't pay you, then overall, that's going to cost you more at the end. This is therefore very crucial to identify the pros and cons of renting machines before you actually go for the deal. Knowing the benefits and disadvantages can help you a long way in taking a concrete decision on how you should be going ahead with the deal. If you have been renting machines in the past, then you would be knowing about how to deal with the situations. But if you are a newbie, then you got to learn things first before you go to strike a deal. All right, here we go. Identify the heavy equipment that you want to let out, to want to rent out. It's very crucial to first identify the heavy equipment that you want to put on rent. You may not want to give a new one on rent as you may want for your own projects. You can play around with the older stuff that you have. Check your inventory, know what you have, and rent the machines that are not being used by you any longer. Do not let out the new equipment if you have any, and especially not the ones that you feel that are doing great runs in your company. Basically running great, no problems right now, and you're keeping your production on your construction job sites doing well. You should pick ones that are lying idle for a long time. The ones that are not technically advanced and are probably a little out of date. You know, and make sure your mechanic goes through it before you do rent it out too. Next, renting heavy equipment has high possibility of getting worn out before then ever. If you decide to let out your heavy equipment, you should always be ready to acknowledge that the fact that you will not get it back the way you gave it to the taker. When you rent your heavy equipment, the user uses it exclusively to complete his projects on time, and he may use the machines the ways he wants without paying much attention to what the machine needs or wants of the machine. You know, sometimes people with that rent equipment don't take care of it like their own equipment. They need to, but they don't. This may end up deteriorating the quality of the machine, and at the end of the rental period, you will find the machine to be in a bad state. You may also have to spend a lot of money in getting it repaired so you can probably rent it again or sell it to another person or even eventually use it on a job site. Therefore, do not spend all that you have on made from rental income. Save the money and get the stuff repaired. You know, you have your options. If you got a lot of equipment idling, if it's sitting, you can sell it at a good premium price or you can rent it. It's your choice. If you got any questions, give us a jingle. 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.